My name is Doug Walster, and I'm interviewing Paul Conklin, and my topic is on butchering hogs. Okay, what do you remember about butchering hogs in, like, at your home or farm or whatever when you were little?
Well, we had a large kettle, and we'd heat the water, and generally about half a dozen fellows, and we'd butcher four or five hogs. Just get together as a group.
Okay. What did you do to kill them? I mean, like, did you shoot them or use medicine or anything like that?
Just turn them over and slit their throat let them up so they'd bleed out.
Okay. What did you do with the pig after you killed it? Did you, wash it first or hang it up or scald it?
No, then you'd scald it. The water had to be about a certain temperature. And then they had scrapers. They'd scrape the hair off from them.
Okay. Where did you usually clean the pig at? Like, out in a barn or?
We'd have it right on a platform there.
Oh.
Planks.
let's see. What was your favorite part of the pig that you... Like, after you clean the hog, what was your favorite part of it?
Well, either the hams or and the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. What did you do with the parts of meat after you cut it away from the pig? Did you, salt it and then package it? Or did you put it in a...
They used to smoke it. Salt it and smoke it, some of it. Some of it they ground into sausage. And then side pork, they'd smoke that for bacon.
What did you usually do with the carcass and stuff after you did that? Did you bury it or use it for fertilizer or something?
We just put it on a pile. All it'd be is just the bones. Bones and the hair left.
Did you use the head for anything like that?
The head?
Yeah.
They used to make head cheese.
Head cheese?
They'd strip it and they'd make head cheese out of it.
Did you ever boil or can? Or I mean, ever pickle or can any parts of them?
My mother used to can meat, beef and pork. They used to fry the pork chops like that and then put it in lard. Put it in a cellar where it was cool. And then all they had to do was just dig it out and heat it up.
Okay. Did the place that you clean the hog at, did it have to be refrigerated or fanned or anything, or could you just do it in...
No, all they had was ice boxes at that
ice
time.
Ice boxes.
Yeah.
Did you fatten the pig up before you cleaned it, or did you just wait till it got a certain
weight? Well, they would be fat, but they'd be about a certain weight, generally about 200-250 pounds, something like that.
Okay. Let's see here. What sex of the pig was the best? Was it male or female, or was it just it didn't matter?
Well, they had a male pig, they had to cut it,
Yeah.
Because the boar meat was strong.
Okay. did you use the hooves? Did you pickle them or anything like that? Or did you just throw them out after you were done?
Just throw them out.
Throw them out?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's about it then.
Women and children slept downstairs, and men and boys in the attic. That first night in their new home in 1842, all had a place to sleep except 5-year-old George Lyman Chapman. So they turned the kitchen table upside down. Women made a bed for him of the red blood petticoat. My husband also remembers hearing about his grandfather, T.E.W. Adams, He was superintendent of Chesterland's first school, built in 1869. He had primary, intermediate, and grammar departments, North Dayton and Elementary Middle School and High School. And in those days, hickory sticks and dunce caps were used for discipline. Another story is about Vineta Irena Shepherd, who came from Ohio to marry Luther Hall, my husband's grandfather. Vineta's sister, Iona Belvina, came here to visit her sister and was introduced to George Peake, who had the local meat market. Iona Belvina Shepherd eventually became Mrs. Thomas Peake. There are also stories of the Civil War told through years in the Adams family. My husband's grandmother, Melissa Rice Adams, was a student at Oberlin College in the 1860s and kept a diary during the Civil War. T.E.W. Adams, who became husband, served in Ohio Company C during that war. And Mr. and Mrs. T.E.W. Adams came to Chesterland in 1872. Her husband still has his grandmother's diary. Melissa was very active in the Chesterland Women's Christian Temperance Union from the 1890s to 1912. And today, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren are supporters of the MAD and SAD groups. In the 1840s to 1850, Lucian Rice, who was Melissa's father, refused to give whiskey to farm harvest workers as part of their expected pay. So his frail wife, along with daughter Melissa and her little sisters, offered to help. When the harvest was partly completed, the men offered to come back without the whiskey. And then another thing that he tried to remember he had heard about was some new household appliance that was used for the first time assessment by the Adams family. And today we did some research and placed the Big Rock book to learn that on September 6, 1890, washing dishes by machinery was done for the first time in Chesterland with a machine purchased by Mrs. T.E.W. Adams. Great stacks of dishes were quickly washed and dried. No dishcloth or wiper used, neither were hands put in water. And her great-grandfather still doesn't have a dishcloth. Really, that's about all I have to say.
Okay. Let me see, I have a few questions I hope to ask. I don't think it's any people. Can you remember anything about your stories about supernatural creatures like Bigfoot or the Bonnie Community or anything like that at all? Okay?
Not around here.
I know, that's what I said. Well, any books kind of stuff around here. Any more than else? Is there anything you heard of?
Well, see, I remember you were around.
Oh,
my husband's
sister. Oh, now fire. Oh, okay. When you were like telling stories in your room, was there like a specific place that you were at? Like the grandparents come over and tell you?
Just mostly just being there.
Do you remember any legends about the cold or anything like that?
I think we just took all the stars and climbed to the ground. We just didn't expect to see things in the sky.
I mean, we didn't even
expect to see light and stuff.
Yeah. You don't know any ghost lights? Do
know. I didn't think anything. But yeah. It was something you heard about.
And I write down this question. I'm like, I don't know anything about this film. I don't know anything about this film.
I guess I really thought, but which one?
It's about just saying.
But of course, you know, you still got news like that. I don't know if you've ever seen copies of the old Chester artists, but they really related the details about local news. You know, if a woman just went shopping, she went to a Chester Blossom to tell what she went shopping for. And they had a few headlines of world news, but not. They didn't have a lot of it. They didn't play it up in the sensational way.
This is really bad topic on my way. I thought about this and there's not even legends around here. But I can think of my grandma, they thought about it, and my grandma could be amazing. I guess that's about it, you know. I mean, what he gave me, it's enough for my research to take time, but it's about his name, that's what
I mean. I thought that's part of the most interesting part of the video. So, there are more.
Thank you very much.
And the team.